To Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One little known fact about the inaugural yesterday, and this is kind of a bad little fact, and that is that some of the people in attendance wore body armor. They wore bulletproof vests and other body armor because of the insurrection on January 6th. They didn't say who did. I don't think that Trump did. Trump doesn't have to anymore. The people weren't shooting at Trump. He was in Mar-a-Lago on the phone trying to get people to not vote for conviction on him and find a lawyer. I don't think Biden did. I don't think Kamala did. But they haven't released who did, but that's a sad, sad fact. I've never heard before that at a inaugural like that, anybody had to wear body armor or thought they should wear body armor. Although you recall, the Congress was told after January 6th, buy body armor, and it's a reimbursable expense by the government for our members of Congress. For our members of Congress, that's a very, very sad thing. I want to follow up on what Dick Madison said about a Trump library. A Trump library, a presidential library, is not a perk that's given by the government. It's private money. It has to be raised. Trump certainly had a lot of wealthy donors. He may still have. The MyPillow guy will throw in some cash. Well, the MyPillow guy's pillows have been yanked from some chains. And in any event, the fact is that there should be a presidential library just as an historical marker for every president. Trump's couldn't be in New York because they've ostracized him in New York, probably in Florida. But who's going to organize it? He left the train wreck behind him. He left the dumpster fire. He betrayed people. He has the business community and QAnon attacking him. He stabbed other people. Giuliani, forget Joe Exotica. We're talking about Joe Exotica, the tiger guy, conspired to murder one of his rivals, animal cruelty. He gets 21 years. He's only been in for a year or two. Hears that Trump might pardon him. Has a stretch limo outside the prison. Gonna pick up his lawyer, his hairdresser, his makeup guy, take him out. He's boasting to the inmates he's being pardoned. Trump didn't pardon him. The guy's going to be there another 20 years. But he also didn't pardon Giuliani. Now, that is something, he knifed Giuliani. Giuliani was the most servile, the most cravenly servile of all the sycophants that hung around him, backing up everything he said about a crooked election, conspired in Ukraine with pro-Russian Ukrainians to say that it was Ukraine's fault that the hack occurred against Hillary Clinton in 2016 instead of Putin. All these lies. Ron Johnson picked up on those lies. And right now, Giuliani is the subject of a criminal grand jury investigation in Manhattan by the U.S. attorney. And Trump did not pardon him. He pardoned Manafort, Stone, Flynn. I mean, did not do it for Giuliani. And if a fit of pique, perhaps, maybe he thought that Giuliani was disloyal and something. Giuliani was servile in everything. Servile in everything. Trump stabbed him. On the way out, Trump did some other things. He, when he came in, said, I'm going to drain the swamp. Remember? Well, he was the swamp, and so was his cabinet. But to make it look like he was draining the swamp, he put in a 5-year bar of any White House staff doing lobbying. There already is a bar for people in the agencies, you know, cabinet members and others. There's a bar that you can't go and then lobby the agency you came out of. Trump put it in for White House staff. Made him look good. He posed for holy pictures. He said, well, you know, I'm draining the swamp. Well, on the way out, he yanked that. So his White House staff can lobby. He yanked it. Well, they're having a hard time finding jobs because people say, where'd you work? Well, I worked for a guy. Oh, you did. You worked for a guy. What was his name? Well, his initials were DT. Well, I don't like the sound of that. And these poor, I mean, some of these people, what the heck, you know, they get to work in the White House and they get the shaft. They got the shaft. The other thing is, I want to say, the other day we were talking about palindromes, and that the inauguration was a very rare palindrome. That's where the numbers or letters are the same going either way. December or January 20 was an 8-digit palindrome. 5-digit palindromes are fairly common. 8 digits are very strange. Palindrome coming up. And that is going to be December 2nd, 1202202 or 1. The one on January 20 is 1202021, 7 digits. I don't know why I think about these things. You got to take your mind off of Trump, and you got to take your mind off a lot of stuff. But next December 2nd will be a 10-digit palindrome. Very, very rare. Very, very rare. Okay. Let's go back to Trump. Let's go back to Trump and what happened. Trump is now down in Florida. Does he run again? Does he run again? He has said to friends that he may start an American Patriot Party. American Patriot Party. A third party. If he does that, on the surface, that looks like very good news for Democrats. It'll suck off some votes. Won't suck off as many votes as it would have, because, quite frankly, the business community and QAnon together have attacked Trump. So who does that leave? But it leaves some hardcore people. And they would either not vote at all or vote Republican. They're not going to vote Democratic. On the other hand, the splitting up of a party has consequences that you cannot measure. And in this case, we have splits in our own party. You have splits, the difference between Antifa and mainstream Democrats like Joe Biden, splits between the authoritarian left and mainstream Democrats like Joe Biden, splits between the squad, people on the left who are socialists, people on the left who are anti-Israel. The average mainstream Democrat's not going to put up with that. I'm not going to put up with that. Biden's not going to put up with that. Nancy Pelosi's not going to put up with that. Eventually, there's a realignment of both parties. This is a start. But that's what he said. He said that he is going to start an American Patriot Party. Now, he says a lot of things, and it takes a lot of time and money to put a party together. Who knows if he'll do it? But it's very, very easy to get a ballot line in many states. And if the American Patriot Party goes on the ballot, it's going to be very good news. If it happens in 2022 for Democratic congressional candidates, in 2024 for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden running for re-election. But that is what he said. The other thing that I think is very good news, he got us back in the Paris Climate Accords. And Kerry, John Kerry is his climate czar. John Kerry is his climate czar. And nobody's better than that. The Senate for a long time. He was Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts. He was our nominee for president, 2004. He was Secretary of State, well-respected, knows everybody in the world. Having John Kerry as climate man in the Paris Accords, at the meetings, is exactly right. Is exactly right to address climate change and get back in sync with the entire world on this. There's only a handful of countries, like a couple, that hadn't, that like us were out of it, and they were all authoritarian countries with very, very strange cultures. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Going to a break, a lot more back after the break. If you know what happiness is.